The Antichrist spirit is a religious spirit. It's not a beast. It's not an animal. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Salvation is a personal thing. First, it is an individual affair. The most shameful death was given to him. Who is that him? The Holy One of Israel was crucified for the holy people of Israel in the holy city. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. The response that came out of denomination is not a change of church address only. It is your ability to subject yourself to the world. Oil now, oil. Water now, water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the world. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Hallelujah. Let's go to the scriptures. Some of you are happy. Amen. Hallelujah. For where the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. Command thine, the master, let command thine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He will tell the multitude from the water into wine, to the whole people. Oh, come and dance. Hallelujah. Okay, carry your plate of food and stand up with it. Or let's start with 2 Corinthians for the text. Then we shall open 2 Thessalonians. Then we shall open 1 John. Then we shall sit down and eat. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, borrowing a statement from what Apostle Paul was saying. Hallelujah. And in verse 11 of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Apostle Paul said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. The statement I'm borrowing is, for we are not ignorant of his devices. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Hallelujah. Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 3. Concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 3, he says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he has God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth, that it might be revealed in his time. Verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity not already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. 1 John chapter 2. And 1 John chapter 2. Hallelujah. And I'm reading 1 verse 18. Little children, say amen.
Amen.
You are the one now. It's Apostle Paul, not our apostolic father. If there's a father, then there are children. And that's why God sent Elijah to turn the heart of the children back to the heart of the fathers. And that's why he can call us his little children. Children in the faith. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we may know that it is the last time. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take a look again at that verse 18. Take a look again. Little children. He said it is the last, that is, it is the end time. Anytime you say end, that is the end of a program of God. The end of the time allotted by God for a particular program on earth. And that program is the process of restoration back to what he had ordained it to be in the Garden of Eden. The process of redemption. It's redeeming man, it's redeeming the earth also. The end of that redemption process, by the time that end will be coming, a lot of things will happen. And God hid this program to the wise and prudent. God hid this program to the wise and prudent and has revealed them to babes, such as Shulem. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist, note it, Antichrist singular, Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, plural. Is somebody catching something here? Hallelujah. Even now, he said, you heard that Antichrist shall come. When did you hear it? Daniel prophesied it. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 26, he spoke about the people of the priest that shall come. He spoke about the people of the prince that shall come. Hallelujah. The people of the priest, and he was prophesying what took place in AD 70. The priest that shall come, hallelujah, his people will come and destroy the city. And the people that destroy the city of Jerusalem, where did they come from? Are you afraid to talk? Where did they come from? It's history. You are not the one saying it's history. They came from Rome. That is one key we know. That the priest that shall come, if his people are Romans, then the priest that shall come is coming from Rome. It's a key. Praise the Lord. The priest, and that is the Antichrist. You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Daniel said it. Jesus Christ himself said it. Hallelujah. He called it, false prophets shall arise, and they shall deceive many. He said, the way you will come is such that if it were possible, the thing will be so close, so close, so that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. And I always say this thing. If Jesus Christ say that it will be so close, it means it is where you will find the elect that you will try to locate where that spirit is. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, Guru Maharaj cannot deceive the elect. Hare Krishna cannot deceive the elect. Hallelujah. Celeb prophet cannot deceive the elect. I want you to understand it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our eyes, he has opened it too wide for these chube-chube things to. Before they come, you can't. In fact, by the way, they even jagu, angel. This one, the worship angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, are there many Antichrists? Whereby we know, that is the evidence, that is how we know that it is the end time. It is the last time. Hallelujah. And Apostle Paul was repeating the same thing when he said, the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Because a sister sent me a text, I think I saw it this morning, where you are surprised. How come that people will rise up and make claims, and you have people carrying Bible, we follow them. They will always have followership. And she said, and God is just watching them. Why is God not doing something? It's the same reason why God has not finished killing Satan. It's simple. And all I answered her was, I said, that is the mystery of iniquity. My reply to that sister this morning, I said, that is the mystery. The mystery is that they are prospering. And it looks as if God is sanctioning them. They are prospering whatever they are doing. Hallelujah. But it is our duty as ministers, as watchmen of the gospel, as members of the fivefold ministry. Remember the purpose of the fivefold ministry in Ephesians chapter 4. Let's open it. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11, this is what he said. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. The purpose is verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the defying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, it's my emphasis here, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. You see? That is the purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was calling attention to some ministers I was discussing with. One of the members of the contenders in my office yesterday morning. And I was saying something here that when God gave us the opportunity to raise this ministry, we consciously, devised a bearing. A bearing that we just concentrated on letting the whole world know The people know that we have a message. We try by all means to let the people know what that message is. What it's all about. And every time I kept telling you people, we are not the only ones, we are everywhere. And when we started the first few years, we never told the church that we are better than anybody. We kept telling you, arousing your interests to know the message and to know the ministry of William Marion Brown. And then, the second thing we kept emphasizing was the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because we know what the purpose of the Holy Ghost is all about. That once you can lead somebody to the extent where she or he received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that person has received the Spirit of truth. Hallelujah. You have finished your work. And that is why our emphasis has been get the Holy Ghost. And you didn't know why we were doing that. Because there's a lot of confusion in the followership of the ministry of William Branham. And the only way for you to be free from that confusion is that there is something inside of you that will bear you witness to truth when you see it and to error when you spot it. And that comes about only by receiving the Spirit of truth, which is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. That was specially designed in this ministry. And to the glory of God, we achieved it. Hallelujah. No minister, no movement can come to this church and break this church now. None. I'm telling you that's the truth. You have known too much for any wind of doctrine to come and blow and then you follow. They go. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why you don't see any of these old enter message believers coming here. Deliberately, we've shielded them away. Not because we say, look, you don't come here. No. I know how to put them away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know. I have been in their midst for years before this assembly started. End time message believers. If I want to part way with anyone, I know what to do. He will just go, tja! He will run. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For instance, praise the Lord. For instance, in every end time message church that I know of, their women don't cover their hair like this. Now, this is the only church. The intermessage believers that you cover here. Do you know that because of this hair covering, carnal intermessage preachers say, Pastor Moses is not in the message. So they are not coming here. So have I not succeeded in keeping them away? Things that have no salvation virtue, they will die, kill themselves, and fight over it. If God, the Bible says, the hair is given to you for a covering. And you put a scarf. Is it also not a covering? So, if by their own understanding, you carry a scarf and cover your hair, in addition to the covering that God gave you, which sin have you committed? Carnality is because they don't have the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now use that. Hallelujah. And another reason why they cannot associate with me is because if I go to their church, for instance, All the intermediate churches that I know, the tithe of that church belongs to the pastor. There is a box for tithe. The accounts department or the deacons have nothing to do. They don't know how much comes in there. They don't know. The key is with the pastor, and the spare key is with his wife. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So is this such a person now that will feel free to associate with me? He's afraid the day I go to his church, I may blast it. Praise the Lord. Pastor Weston came to me one time. And he saw it. Some of them come here. This church, so many people have learned a lot of things from us. I'm telling you, sincere ministers. Pastor Weston, when he was pastoring a church, after he got in touch with us, he went back to his church and said, no, tithe now is part of incoming to the church. From there, let the deacons use it to take care of the needs of the church. And they were trying to say he learned it from Pastor Alu. He said it is scriptural. Of course, he's no more pastoring that place. And one day, we went for a program at Bonny. The pastor there was wedding, and I went there, Bonny Island. And the bus that carried the ministers from the hotel to the place, Pastor Wesley received a call from his member in Jos, telling him that he wanted to pay his tithe as usual. And then he told him at the back, they were sitting behind me. And then he said, he was sitting with Pastor Enoch at the back of the bus. And then he was telling the person on the phone, hey, give it to the deacon now. Why are you waiting for me? And go and pay it to the offering bus. Give it to the deacon. And then when the drop finished, Pastor Enoch whispered something to him. And you know, Wesley is a northerner. He speaks Hausa. And then I asked him in Hausa, may one ek guy amakani. And he answered me back. He says, that is, I will tell you after. When we came there, he said that Pastor Enoch whispered to him and was telling him, I hope you are not practicing that nonsense Alu is doing in Lagos. Your tithe is a given for everybody to use. Amen. So you know why now they cannot associate with me. But more importantly, hallelujah, you are now getting exposed to some things now going on in the message, and it is time for us to begin to say some things also. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The purpose is not to hit at anybody. The purpose is to further open your eyes of understanding, and so that you can have a bearing in your Christian journey. Nothing more. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So today, I'll be talking on the topic I titled, Behold the Antichrist. S at the end, and in bracket, I am concentrating on the seducing spirits. Behold the Antichrist. And I'll be concentrating on the seducing spirits. They are spirits. They are antichrists. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What is the meaning of antichrist? Antichrist is the spirit against God's purpose for sending Jesus Christ. That's the whole meaning. Antichrist or pro Christ. Against Christ or for Christ. Antichrist means against Christ. An antichrist spirit is the spirit that has set forth to work against God's purpose for sending the Lord Jesus Christ to the earth. And please, the antichrist spirit started way back from the beginning in the Garden of Eden. It is that same spirit, hallelujah, it is out to walk against God's purpose on earth here with his children. Immediately Adam and Eve were created and they were given a commission to reproduce and replenish the earth. And they were given authority to dominate the earth, have dominion over every living thing, over every creeping thing, over every flying thing, over everything. Adam was given dominion over it. Satan was not given dominion over it. It is man that God gave dominion over this earth. And that commission, Satan said, God, na lie. You will not fulfill it. Through who? Through Adam, I will destroy it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he designed what he did, which we all know. And today, we know that Adam failed. And when Adam failed, the first creation is what we have been reduced to today. We lost the authority that God gave us on this earth. You are to have dominion over snake, over every reptile, over lion. But if a lion lands here now, tower, you will die before he reaches you. Yes, the power was destroyed by what Satan did. Well, God said, let me have a second creation. The first creation, Adam, failed. The second creation is who? Jesus Christ. To replace Adam. Hallelujah. To produce through him again a people that will dominate this earth. And they will dominate this earth. Among us, how many of us here? Oh yes. The time is coming, church, the time is coming. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the second Adam, and it is Christ. And that is the plan of Satan to destroy the purpose of the second creation through Christ. It's what is called the Antichrist. The day you catch that, then you'll be more alert in your eternal journey. The journey to your eternal destination. To know the enemies. I keep telling you that the enemy, we have two types of enemies confronting us. The enemies of the flesh and the enemies of the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Witches and wizards, they are not enemies of the soul, are they? They are enemies of the flesh. So that you will live a life of frustration. You marry, you will not enjoy your marriage. You will be sick, you will enjoy good health. But you know, there is no amount of attack of the enemy, witches and wizards, occultic people, ritual killers, that can affect your soul. But Satan, the Antichrist, is after your soul. He is after your soul. Catch it. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, his activities will be around the areas of the progress of your soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And we know the purpose that God gave Jesus Christ. It's the first begotten of the Father. The Bible says so. I'm talking to Christians. And so I don't have to go into unnecessary details. When I tell a story, you know what I mean. You know where it is coming from. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because when Jesus said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? It's because he knows his own importance. And he knows that it's not everybody that knows who he is. But Apostle Paul knew who he was. The apostles, all they knew who he was. And Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24. That statement he made there, where he said, Jesus Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. The power of God and the wisdom of God. And he told the Colossians in Colossians chapter 2 verse 3, concerning Christ, in whom I hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. This wisdom and knowledge is not computer knowledge. It's not technological knowledge. It's not wisdom how to make money. It's not business wisdom. It is wisdom of how to escape the Antichrist spirit. To escape from the enemies of your soul. The wisdom that God used to restore human beings back to what he intended in the Garden of Eden, that wisdom is Christ Jesus. The power, hallelujah, to transform a sinner to a saint, where is that power? It's in Christ Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord.